Ska music has largely been an under-the-radar genre, with a few waves since its original heyday in the late 1950s. If you're kind of cocking your head to the side with a, huh, ska face? Don't worry, the band can help explain.
I usually tell them it's reggae with horns, a little bit faster, and I'll say, hey, have you ever watched America's Funniest Home Videos? The song, the theme song.
That's Zach Nye, the band's guitarist and lead singer. And back in April, they had the WIT, a performance studio, hopping with their own ska music.
I try to take them from what they know to what they don't know.
That's trumpeter Chad McCartney.
So I'll start with Bob Marley, or I'll start with Cops, Bad Boys, right? And I say, if you speed that up a little bit and add a couple of horns, you're going to get the music of ska, which is the soul of Jamaica.
I would love to live a good life just once. I would love to live a good life just once. I would love to live a good life just once. A little taste of high life, then get back on the bus. I would love to live a good life just once.
Do you know where the genre has come from? What it's evolved from?
When Jamaica was an English colony back in the day, probably even before that, was 50s, 60s, they used to get radio stations from southern
shortwave radio states.
And I think there's rumor or maybe truth to it that there was a Fats Domino song that somebody switched the beat around and they played it. And
everything's gonna be all right, so be my guest tonight.
That was the beginning of ska.
Yeah,
and they play the guitar backwards, right? They play the bottom strings first, so they actually changed that upbeat. That obviously became the music of Jamaica, and then they used that music to convey their sadness and their happiness and their joy and their strife. It started with ska, and then it slowed down to rocksteady, and then it slowed down to reggae, and those three things just kind of intermingled, and then, you know, they started to share it with the world, and it kind of caught on fire.
I hope that in the afterlife that I'll have time to write, can finally get my thoughts in line and pen some great insight.
The voice we just heard singing was that of Mike Fox, the band's founder, lead singer, trumpeter, guitarist, and main songwriter. Mike passed away in 2021. Leaving a band that considers itself a family with a lot of uncertainty about if and how they would continue on.
We met and we decided that we would try really hard to continue this idea that is Fink's Constant and to put those words of his out there into the air because they need to be heard. He was very wise and he had a lot of really good things to say. And we'd love to at least get this one more album out. And then after that, we'll see how it goes. Our next album, we thought it would be cool to hear a lot of different people sing the role of Mike Fox, and this is an open invitation. So instead of trying to replace him with one person, we'd like to invite them into the studio, and we'd like to have a variety of people kind of sing the part of Mike Fox. We thought it would be really cool to have the voice of Mike Fox kind of represented by all these different people.
Listen with your eyes closed and get your head to clear.
When asked about what ska means to the band, there was a long pause before Chad answered, followed by Zach.
Family.
Mozzarella sticks.
Wow, yeah.
It's what a 13-year-old kid hears when he gets mozzarella sticks.
It's the dance going inside their brain.
For WIT of Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.